Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the company you depend upon for all of your greatest needs, Heart Life. These stories are true dramatizations from our fair city's glorious history. So listen and remember. Heart Life, all the life you'll ever need.
The brain of a mole person is charmingly simple. Genetically predisposed to work the earth with their brute strength, these beasts have no use for the complexities and nuances of human thought. This being the case, precious little research exists on the inner workings of the mole mind. Who knows what strange fancies lie behind the twitching lids of a sleeping mole?
The company knows, that's who!
The company knows everything, dear listener, and so you may experience the following audio reconstruction as a true account of the dreams of Lomi, the slumbering mole person.
Say, is that
an explosive? No.
Sure looks like an explosive.
Sounds like one, too.
Maybe we should...
Everyone insists we'll try and save the mole person's life.
Maybe we just make a few teeny adjustments
to what sort of head she has.
No beheading and reheading.
What are you all over there whispering about? Can't you see she's getting worse?
Hang in there, Lomi.
While they're working, the two of you wait out there. Can I help with Lomi?
No, we can't have you contaminating the operating room. Go on, then. Shoo.
Where? Mr. Neil?
Shh, quiet, my little friend. This will all be over soon. Now close your eyes and count to gas. And some for the doctor.
West!
All set. Well, let's not stand on ceremony, Emily. It's time to operate. Calm yourself, Lomi. Everything's all right. It's me, Herbert.
Dr. West?
Please, call me Herbert.
I haven't died.
Were you planning to?
No.
Only joking. You're perfectly alive, my dear. See?
Ow!
Ah, physical pain, hallmark of the living.
Dr. West, I can't move.
Herbert.
I can't move. Why can't I move?
Terribly sorry, Lomi. The straps. A necessary precaution, you see. Mustn't have you thrashing about as your body adjusts to its new... appendage.
I can't see me arm, sir. How much of it did I lose?
Lose? Really, Lomi? I thought you were the optimist around here. You haven't lost an arm, my dear. You've gained 3 mechanized tentacles! Behold!
Tentacles? Oh, no! No! No!
Oh, yes, yes, yes!
Ah! They've got a mind of their own!
I've made you what you are destined to be. A monster, my dear. A horrible, armless abomination!
No!
Arise,
no!
Tentacles! Arise!
No! No!
No! Lomi?
No!
Lomi, time to wake up! You were having a nightmare! Was it about the wolves? I keep having this one where we're on the tundra and they're coming to eat me, but I can't run, see? It's
Mr.
like...
Mr. Grayson! Mr. Grayson, you've got to keep him away from me! The flesh chiseler!
Shh, it's okay now.
Om! It's still gone. Oh, sir, I'm sorry. I had such a horrible dream. I fought Dr. West.
Replaced your arm with a stalk of monstrous tentacles?
Yeah. How do you know that?
The other moles say you've been thrashing about out on the floor for the last half an hour talking to yourself before I got here.
What?
Morning. Pleased to meet ya.
Oi! What are you lot doing in my burrow?
We're not in your burrow, Lomi. You're in the mole person assembly hall.
You sleepwalk!
Somnambulated. I did it a lot when I was a kid. And also when I was an adult. I get scared at night.
Mm-hmm. You did that straight into the morning meeting.
Right as the overseer set out daily work assignments.
I did. In front of everybody?
Yep. And first everyone was worried.
But then we all decided it was pretty funny.
Especially when you screamed.
How embarrassing.
I'm sorry we didn't wake you. It was just so weird. I mean, you never see a mole person having nightmares. Ever.
At the end of my shift, I'm too tired to dream.
At the end of my shift, I'm too tired to sleep.
Show off.
I'll go to China.
What's China?
Sorry. Who are you two again?
This chubby one is Ash, and the ginger one is Ferris. They're new.
I'm 3 months old.
They keep telling me.
Lovely.
Right. Well, let's not stand about letting our teeth grow long. Mr. Grayson, thank you for the wake-up call, but I must be off. It's my first day back on my feet, and I've been dreaming of filling up that hole down in Gary's Circle.
I thought you were dreaming of surgical horrors.
Hush up, you.
Lomi, I'm sorry, but after your episode this morning, the overseer decided to put you back on medical leave. Just for now.
With all due respect, sir, another medical leave is a silly idea. I'm surprised these tunnels haven't fallen apart without me.
Some of them did.
But we fixed them.
Yeah! Mole pups!
Maybe you pups should go find an assignment to work on. Mommy will be fine without your assistance.
Okay, but if she freaks out again and you need some mole to hold her down or something, just give us a holler.
And don't worry, Lomi. These tunnels are in good paws.
Yeah, our paws. Later, Lomer.
Woohoo!
Mole pups!
Well, I'm beginning to hate those pups.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Here. This is for you.
Oh, Mr. Grayson! It's my favorite!
Black coffee with worm froth, sprinkled with shaved grub.
Skim grub?
I remembered.
Thank you, sir! Thank you. Well, suppose I'll return to me burrow then and spend the rest of the day convalescing. Good day.
Lomi, wait. The overseer asked me to give you this. Her regulations say that a human has to deliver it, not a mole person.
Mole person L, litter number 259, you are hereby required to report to the facility for the aid and rehabilitation of moles before the acquisition of any further labor assignments. What?
That sounds nice.
Only cripples and the elderly go to the facility for the aid and rehabilitation of moles.
You're not crippled, you're just disarmed.
Oh!
The overseer said it's a comfortable facility designed to increase efficiency within the mole person population. So what if its visitors are a bit long in the tooth?
Sure. So what? I can't wait to let me claws grow soft playing Marco Molo with a bunch of blue furs for the rest of me useless days.
That's the spirit.
I was being sarcastic, sir.
Oh.
A mole person does not waste time griping. A mole person works. Sir, please tell the overseer that I am perfectly fit for labor assignments, and I can work just as well as any other mole. I do not require some soft company burrow to get well. I am well!
Lomi, where are you going?
I'm going back to work. If not for the overseer, then for the policies that need me assistance.
But you've lost an arm.
Good. That's one less limb to slow me down.
For Pete's sake, I'm going through caffeine with...
Seriously, what could possibly be taking so long?
This mole doesn't know what she's doing.
Stomach for help in here. This is taking forever.
I want to talk to your manager.
I want my coffee now, you one-armed freak.
Sorry, everyone. Just a tick. I think one of the wheels is still locked.
Oh, my
god.
Run it into this blasted wall.
Excuse me, miss.
Just a moment, everyone. Let me pick up these spoons.
Miss.
Whoopsie daisy, there go the.
What is your
Don't
problem?
Worry, Lomi's got the situation well in claw.
Hey, Mole.
I'm terribly sorry, sir. We're almost
no,
open.
No, we're not, because I haven't prepped the cart yet.
Sir, with respect, this is the coffee trolley. As in, Lomi's coffee trolley.
Oh, boy. My supervisor said you might come back. Look, I am sorry to be the one to tell you this, but this coffee dispensary is now under HeartLife jurisdiction, and moles are not authorized to serve consumables. It's a hygiene issue.
Well, sir.
Hey, call me Derek.
Well, sir, old Silty built this trolley with his own two claws. I serve the community in my free time, and you can't take it away from me simply because I was away for a few days.
You were gone for weeks, but look, Lomi, this isn't my call, it's HeartLife's. Now policies can receive clean, friendly coffee service from a human. A physically capable human.
All right. What do you lot think? You wouldn't buy coffee from the people who stole me trolley, would you?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
You suck.
Mr. Simon, is that you?
Lomi? Sorry, kid. Didn't recognize you on account of how your arm is elsewhere.
All right, Mole, the policies have spoken. Just come out from behind that counter and let's forget this ever happened.
But this is my special job.
Not anymore.
But...
It's okay, Lomi. Come on out of there.
Right then.
Sorry about the wait, folks. We'll be open for business just as soon as I can sterilize this equipment.
Boy.
Hey, Lomi, wait up!
Hello, Mr. Simon.
Sorry again about letting you know that you suck.
No bother.
Hey, you know what'll cheer you up? Some fresh air.
I don't have any credits.
No, I mean the kind that you get for free, outside.
I think I've spent quite enough time outside, sir.
Look, just between you and me, I found something outside that's gonna blow your socks off.
I can't wear socks, me claws are too big.
Mine too, kid. Now, shake a leg, you're gonna love this.
Mr. Simon, this is an empty trench.
Well, dang it. I swear there was this huge critter wriggling around in it just a second ago, like nothing I ever saw.
And you thought seeing a monster would cheer me up?
It was a monster worm, kid. A worm so big three of them would fill up the whole people mover. This worm would feed a whole tribe of moles.
A labor of moles, sir.
Huh.
Mr. Simon, I appreciate you trying to cheer me. But I think it's time for me to keep my appointment at the Facility for the Aid and Rehabilitation of Moles.
The farm?
That's right. I'm off. Oi!
Over my dead body, you are! Don't you know what they do to moles at the farm? They kill them!
Mr. Simon, surely that can't be!
Lomi, why do you expect no one ever leaves?
Because of the bottomless worm buffet.
Because they yank the protein and fat out of you for food supplements. Then they use your fur for mattress stuffing. And whatever's left over, they grind into powder to make brown dye!
You're pulling me leg.
There's a reason I don't drink the coffee.
You're serious?
Serious as a PWC with a leaky respirator.
That's horrible!
Yup.
I've been serving coffee! To moles!
Well, at least now you know.
Lovely. Cheers. Things are really looking up.
Madre mia!
Oh! How clumsy of me. Are you all right, sir? You!
Good day, soft woman. I gotta get out of here!
He was brief. Oh my! Look, Emerson, we've landed on a mole person. One side, boy. Oh! Wait. I know you. Oh dear. Look at that arm. Oi! Leave me home alone, you balmy beast! Oh, don't mind Emerson. He's just curious. He's never seen a mole person with a severed limb before. But where are my manners? Do you remember me, dear? You're the wild woman. The one who helped Mr. Neo and the rest.
I wouldn't call myself wild. A bit uncivilized, perhaps. Would you like some soup?
Cheers.
Your name is Lomi, correct?
That's right. Thank you for bringing me to your tent, miss.
Think nothing of it, Lomi. My name is Theodora Thoreau Roosevelt. Dora to my friends. Please, finish your soup. Brothy reparations for abruptly smashing you today.
I appreciate it, Miss Dora. But I ought to be getting back.
To what?
I don't know anymore!
Yes. How do you know that? You're a mole person. Moles categorically abhor heights.
Oh, I suppose we do.
Here, try this.
Thank you.
What is this?
Amanita wine. The dead disposal man leaves a bottle outside my tent every week. He thinks I don't know who does it, but I tagged him last year with an easily traceable parasite. Men are so clumsy at conveying their affections. Not like we females, eh? I'm sorry. Do continue.
Well... The fear... It was just the beginning. Up on the rig... I got pulled into a storm and ripped open by a falling metal claw. I'd be dead today if not for Mr. Neil. Oh, poor Mr. Neil.
Neil Henderson? Oh, yes, Neil Henderson. How is he these days? Any chance of him meeting us tonight for drinks?
You don't know, miss.
No, that's why I'm asking you.
I'm sorry, Miss Dora. Mr. Neil is no longer with us.
I know, you silly Talpid. That's why I want you to invite him to come join us. I do hope the scaffold did not injure your brain.
Miss Neil Henderson, policy number 6009, has expired.
Not... Neil?
Afraid so.
I see. Excuse me.
Waited too long. What are we supposed to do now? Miss Dora? Hello?
Everyone returns to the snow in the end.
What? But what do we do now?
Now?
Why,
we drink, of course. We drink to honor the declawed moles and the loves never destined to be born.
That's pretty dark.
I said we drink. To the end of an epic, Lomi.
To the end of an epic, miss.
To the end of an epic, dear listener. Though none of us are ever free from a scrutiny of our benevolent company, it behooves us now to withdraw, to allow Dora and Lomi a modicum of privacy, that they may mourn the city's great loss. They will drink far into the night, sharing stories of the past, and speaking melancholy truths about the future that may never be. Join us again next time, dear listener, as we return to happier subjects and revisit the good doctors, for you see, young Andrew Snidge is going on a date.
Hey, Loyal Policies, I'm head writer Clayton Fates.
And I'm director Jeffrey Gardner. We're here to say thanks for listening. We create Our Fair City and release it online for free.
And we feel that that's important for it to be free, but it costs money to produce. You can support the show by visiting us at www.ourfaircity.com and clicking on our donate link.
Your contribution will help us continue to produce high-quality audio drama.
Thank you. Thanks and enjoy. Thanks and enjoy.
Yeah.
One more take. Thank you and enjoy the show.